PFT Media.
Ready to do this, Daniel?
Let's do it.
All right,
I'm ready.
3, 2, 1, play it.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of the universe. Here we belong, fighting to survive in a war with the darkest power.
That's right, bitches! Me and Dan P are back. It's Pedro Lima, Dan Perella, the devil's in the details, coming to you from the beautiful, luxurious Crespo Diso studio. Ain't this some nice shit?
Palacio.
Tell him, Freddy.
For at least 4 years.
7 months in.
So yeah, it's a new project. This would be project number 3 for us, right?
3 for us, yeah.
We've done Fifth Base.
Yep.
We've done
El Chupo.
El Chupa podcast.
Well, actually, this is our 4th. Because then you tried.
I tried doing Let's Do 30, but that was kind of like, I just wanted company at home and stuff. So, all right, Freddy, we get it. We all right.
That's what we all are. Right, yeah,
Freddy, we just needed you for two. There we go. There you go. There goes Freddie Mercury.
Bye, Freddy.
Bye, Freddy. Back to heaven you go. So, the show's called Devil's in the Details. We're going to try our hardest to try and educate you people.
Yeah, as best we can.
Yeah, and by you people, I mean Dan's going to try and educate you. Because Dan is the man with the knowledge here. You are a professor?
No, you're
a teacher.
Teacher.
Okay. What's the difference? Is that like ninja to just dojo master kind of deal? Is it a black belt?
If you want to put it in that uh-huh. category, yeah, I guess you would talk about like master versus sensei.
When do you become a professor?
When I'm willing to spend that much money.
Is it so it's the PhD?
It's the PhD. There are some places that, you know, you can be a professor technically with your master's, but, you know, the PhD is the ring.
That's what
everyone wants, yeah.
So if a physician assistant is not a doctor.
Correct.
He is the teacher to the doctor professor.
That's a lot of titles we just threw out there.
We're trying to learn off the bat.
Right, yeah. No, most, I don't know the medical field. I can't really make that.
All right, we'll get somebody that knows the medical field.
We'll ask
one of
about
these
that. As a physician's right, assistant.
Put that on the note there.
Does a physician's assistant
write it on
actually
the
has
note
a PhD?
There.
We'll find that out.
Yeah, we're joined here by super producer Chris Crespo. Feel free to join in if you have any drops you want to throw in. We don't give a shit, Chris. All right, I know you're very vocal in your podcast and stuff like that. And feel free. We will fuck up. I'm telling you right now.
It's going to happen.
It will happen. We're going to throw some facts and you're going to be like, that's not right. Don't hold it.
Doesn't
don't
matter.
Hold it. Just unleash it.
Yep.
Well, nowadays it don't matter if it's right or not.
No, this is the age to make up whatever you want.
So a little backstory from we've been away. We've been away for like 2 years almost,
2 years,
right?
Yeah, gotta be, yeah, too.
2 years. I am still a father. And Dan has joined that clan.
Yep.
Juggling 2 kids of his own. How are you enjoying that fatherhood,
man? Yeah, those first few years, that's interesting. It's they're cute, and they're really cute.
Yeah,
they don't leave you alone though.
The best text that Dan ever sent me was one that said, "Dude, I admire you at a new different level. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how you were able to do comedy and podcast and being able to hang out." It's a juggling thing, dude.
Yeah.
And it's hard, dude. Mm-hmm. And just like me, you got a strong woman there that just fucking yep. to wake you up. So then today's topic on Devil's in the Details. What are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to talk about a description that has been tossed around in America a lot in the past 7 months by both sides of the political spectrum.
Okay.
And we're going to get into the history and what fascism actually is.
Okay.
Because everyone's calling each other fascists at this point.
Yeah, that word was flung around a lot when I was at the airport, Spirit Airlines. Quick, before we get into into thing, Spirit Airlines, go fuck yourself. All right? That, off the bat, dude.
That's a nonpartisan issue. I think we're good there.
It's let me tell you this. True story. We flew to New York for our summer vacation. We flew Delta. A lot of people have horror stories on Delta. I swear to God, Delta did a 360, dude, or 180, whatever the opposite is of horrible it is.
Because 180.
Their seats are super comfortable. Nice. They got TVs now.
Sold.
Here's the most important part. When you check in a bag, $25.
Nice.
Carry-ons, they don't give a shit what you take.
Uh-huh.
Go crazy if you want.
As long as it fits.
As long as it fits, wherever you want to put it. They don't even hassle you. The plane goes smooth. You want to eat something? You want water? You want food? Here. How much? No. It's on us. We got this.
Nice.
We're Delta. Coming back, we fly back Spirit because my wife has to find a deal.
Mm-hmm.
And the Spirit airline check-in, off the bat, I knew it was suspect because it was in the baggage claim of Newark Airport. Everybody else has a legit check-in place. These assholes were in baggage claim.
It's like,
dude,
you're walking down the alley. Psst, hey, you want to buy some airline tickets?
Yeah, why are people picking up luggage? No. We just don't worry. Come on. So we go in there, and it's a line, it's a clusterfuck and everything like that. We go in there, how much to check in the bags? It's like $52 per bag to check it. 52. You know how much carry-on? Anyone want to guess?
Carry-ons are free, aren't they?
No, not with these fascist fucks.
Oh. How much are they?
$59.
$59?
So $7 more to carry it into the plane. When the guy said that at the counter, my wife took off her carry-on and flung it to him. And it just hit the side of the counter. And she just goes, fuck it, I'll save $7. I've never been more in love with my wife. The Spanish Harlem in her just came out. Like the way she threw it and the bag hit the thing. Bah! Fuck it. I'll save $7. So I had to pay $156 to bring my luggage
back. To actually come back home with your stuff.
So fuck Spirit Airline. Never sponsoring. Devil's in the details.
You are the city bus of airlines.
You are the Greyhound. You're the crack house Greyhound that goes to Macon, Georgia. It doesn't even go to Atlanta.
No.
It goes to Alpharetta. Mm-hmm. It goes to like Gaines. It goes to Homosassa.
You are the off the strip hotel in Vegas.
Oh, you're the uncle that everybody calls when they can't afford Uber. All right, fascism. First problem I have with that, it's the spelling of it. I hate it. It should be spelled F-A-C-H-I-S-M. But it has a crazy, fancy spelling.
Yes.
Why?
It's from the Latin. It's from Latin. That's why it's from fascis.
Say that again.
It's fascis, which is the bundle of twigs that the Roman Empire used as their symbol.
Okay.
So because fascism started in Italy. Okay. This is the birth of fascism was Benito Mussolini in Italy about 1919, right after the First World War.
There's probably some Greeks that are saying, "Fuck that, he's wrong."
Oh, absolutely.
Go ahead.
So that was the symbol of the Roman Empire, was this bundle of twigs bound together with a axe or a sword coming out of it, or a scythe coming out of it. Something to represent
something scary.
Might. But the idea was, you know, separate, each twig can be broken, but once we are bound, we are unbreakable.
Okay.
It was that whole idea there. You know, everyone be loyal to the Roman Empire, and together we are strong. So
it's like that hand gesture. It's like we're separate fingers, but together.
Right.
Yeah, got it. All right.
What's that from?
I don't know. Isn't it from The Last Dragon or some shit like that?
Something like that.
And then the guy glue or something. No, whatever. Don't let me stop you.
No, man. Sorry. Yeah. So that's where it comes from. It comes from the Roman Empire. And, you know, it kind of sits there after the Roman Empire falls. Hundreds of years go by. And then we got to get to World War One to really think of the idea of fascism.
So when it started, the word fascism just meant, like, unity. Is that?
It was meant to describe unity, yeah.
But such a scary ass. Like, it did have, like, a nice sound to it. It off the bat, it's fascist.
Fascist. Mm-hmm.
Okay, go.
Yeah, so originally it was all about unity and keeping together and keeping the empire strong. Mussolini takes it, uses it as his symbol, uses it as his name for his government style, and then, of course, it gets adopted later on by the other Europeans, you know. Okay. But you really have to go to that Roman mentality at first, this idea of empire. And it was brought in because Italy, at the time, after World War One, was totally smashed. Like, okay. The economy was ruined. Organized crime was running rampant in the South.
A lot of mafia?
A lot of mafia. This was the height of the mafia. This is before they come over to America.
So this is already, Marlon Brando already had the Olive Garden factory kind of thing.
This
right?
is Marlon Brando's, like, grandparents we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
About. We're so talking
they,
about, like...
Okay, before they kill his parents.
Yeah, like, okay. They don't even... Yeah, this is way, way back.
Okay.
So this is the state of Italy. They fought in the war thinking that they were going to get some territories because World War One was all about whose empire was strongest. There was no bad guy, good guy in World War One. It was just a bunch of dickheads fighting to see who had the biggest dick.
Okay.
And Italy thought afterwards it was going to get some territories and be all big and bad again.
What territories did Italy go after?
They ended up, well, they...
They didn't go for France.
They wanted some Mediterranean property is what okay. they were looking for. So, they ended up getting Albania.
Nah, all right.
Right.
All right. You can get that.
They wanted the whole Dalmatian coast, basically.
Dalmatian
Croatia.
Coast?
Yeah.
like 101 Dalmatian? They're, really? That's what it's called?
The Dolomites. Over there.
You said Dalmatians.
Dalmatians. Mm-hmm. The Dalmatian
like
coast.
Like the dogs.
That's where they come from, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Write that down. I just learned something where that's Dalmatians where come from.
Yeah, it's the southern Austrian kind of Balkans. Area.
And so they couldn't get Austria?
They wanted Austria. They failed miserably during the war.
Austria.
They failed miserably. They lost so many men trying to take Austria.
That's Arnold's territory.
Yeah, so he was done.
Fuck out of here.
So they got nothing afterwards. Uh-huh. They thought they were going to get a bunch of stuff. They barely got... So they had Somalia.
Somalia?
That was it. Somalia, Albania. This is the stuff they got.
Were the pirates Somalia? So they went to Africa.
Yeah, they had some African territory.
No shit.
They had Libya and Somalia.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Libya, Somalia.
And they tried to get Ethiopia, but Ethiopia defeated them 3 times.
Shut up.
No.
Those guys are always hungry.
Italy tried 3 times since 1880 and could not conquer Ethiopia.
Italians got this reputation. Man.
Italians don't know war.
God.
They don't. After the Roman Empire, Italian military prowess went down 100%.
The bravado of Italians is just.
Bravado? So, yeah.
It's crazy. And you couldn't take on some starving Africans.
Some starving Marvins.
You couldn't deal with starving Marvins. Get off, some Stromboli. Hey, come on. Hey.
So
we got boats. You can practice your piety.
So Italy's totally destroyed, dismantled. Okay,
I would be destroyed too. Yeah. I can't take over a starving country.
And it was the feelings of a lot of people. It wasn't just Italy. A lot of people in Europe got screwed over after World War One. Germany was totally smashed.
By that time, did Germany split or no?
Germany was not split yet.
Okay.
Germany was not. It was the Second German Empire is what they were calling themselves.
Okay.
They had formed in 1870. They were big and bad. Germany had not lost a war for like ever since the 30 Years War in 1648.
Oh,
so they were going off like 300 years just kicking ass.
They were cocky as fuck, like Conor McGregor versus Nate Diaz.
Right. So losing World War One is just like,
what
happened? Yeah. Yeah, it's just it's the KO punch that no one saw coming.
And they didn't have Captain Lou Hitler
managing
before
yet. Hitler and all everything. Right. Yeah, this is the Ronda Rousey getting the kick.
Okay.
And everyone's like, what do we do now?
Yeah. Right. Ronda just got knocked out.
Exactly. This is where Germany is at this point.
Okay.
So everyone is at this point, you know, everyone was swinging their dicks around because everyone thought they were so, so powerful because all they had been conquering up to this point was African countries.
Okay.
And they're like, we're the best. Everyone's the best.
And we're not even fucking with the Eastern, with the Japanese and the Chinese.
No, I haven't gotten to them
yet. We're not even messing. All right, go.
Everyone's gangbanging. Everyone had been gangbanging on Africa for the past 30 years.
It's Rocco Loves War.
Right. So over there. Everyone thought this was, they were the best of the best, okay? You know, it's like, give a sports analogy. It's that team that goes 8-8 in their division and still makes the playoffs.
The Giants,
they're not
baby.
Really that good.
Super Bowl champions, baby. We did it wild card style.
So everyone has that mentality, but not everyone's going to be the New York Giants going into this war. Most of the time, they end up becoming the Miami Dolphins going into this war, right?
We won 3 in a row. That's all right. You're 3-7. Yeah. Relax.
So that's what it is. Everyone started to realize, wow, we're the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
We're not the New England Patriots. We really thought we were. And so everyone's like, well,
everybody's licking their wounds.
Everyone's licking their wounds. Everyone's looking for someone to blame, too.
Okay.
But it's not us.
Who's getting blamed?
We're great Germans. We're great Italians, you know. Well, they blame the French and the English because they screwed over everyone in the treaty afterwards. But that's a different lecture, okay. I think, altogether. We'll get to that. So let's get back to Mussolini here in Italy, okay?
Benito.
So he's like, guys, you know, crime is high right now. Yeah. The Republic is weak. It's not doing anything. People are impoverished. And he's like, listen, we need to go back to when Italy was great, okay?
Bring that fucking grindhouse monkey.
We need the we need to go back to the Roman Empire.
Oh, shit.
That's why he brings in the symbol to remind people the greatness.
So he's opening the Colosseum and shit.
He wants to bring that back. Yeah, like not
like the chariots and shit?
Not the chariots itself, but that
would
grandeur.
But think about it. If he would have brought that shit back.
He does in a way, and I'll get to that in just a bit. He does in a way sort of for Italy. So he brings in that. And so he fascism. He wants to call it after this bundle of twigs, remind you of the Roman Empire, the day of strength. But he says, you know, the thing is about strength and unity and everybody being one is we got to cut out a couple of these things that he believes is making the country weak.
The blacks.
They don't really have those
things. They don't have them. Okay. All right. Just wanted to know.
So the things that the turn of the century, a lot of new concepts were coming in, and he believed those accommodations to the lesser peoples or to weaker people were making the country weak overall.
Oh, okay. All right.
So one of the things that fascism is, and this is our first little point of fascism, is getting rid of individualism.
Okay.
The fact that, oh, I'm special, I need special privileges, or I need an exception. No. You don't do that. That's one of the things of fascism.
Okay, all right. Everybody's equal.
Everybody's equal, and everyone does.
I don't give a shit if you're missing 7 toes.
Right. No exceptions. You work.
You go work. Mm-hmm. Oh, but I got I got arthritis. My back pain. Right. Go right. Build a fucking Colosseum. All right, go.
And then of course nationalism. This idea of you've got to make people proud. You've got to convince people that the current government and the current country that you live in is horrible, but you can be better. You are at the lowest point your country can ever be, but we were once great, and I can bring it back to this greatness again.
That's nationalism?
That's an extreme version of nationalism. There's jingoism.
Jingoism.
Jingoism, yeah.
Jingoism.
Yeah, nationalism, to give you an idea.
Jingoism. Yeah, jingoism. Our country's fucked. But we want to make a buck. Come to Italy. Fuck the juice.
So, yeah, jingoism is an extreme form of that. Nationalism is, I think my country is the best. Because I really love her. That's nationalism. I'm really proud of my country, really proud of it.
But every country's, I think every country's like that.
Yeah. Nationalism is healthy.
Yeah.
Nationalism gets the country moving.
I don't know anybody from any country that's not proud of their country.
Right. It's something that showed up during the French Revolution, this concept of nationalism. That's where we started to get modern countries from. Yeah.
Never met a North Korean, though. But
I'm sure they are told that they're really.
Yeah, but when they get here, I'm pretty sure it's like, no, fuck that place. Right. They fucking make us work all day.
Jingoism is our country is the best, and I will fight you if you say otherwise.
America.
That's jingoism.
America.
That's jingoism. And so he's bringing in this jingoism. We are the best. We need to get back to our roots. We need to find the weak areas and cut those out and make ourselves once great. Because they're saying, why are we not the Roman Empire? We're still awesome Italians. Yeah. They were awesome Italians back then.
We got
then.
The fucking gladiator helmets.
So where's the disconnect? And that's what they're wondering. Say individualism.
Why we stopped riding the fucking chariots.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And he's going to blame the communists at this time.
Okay.
Uh-huh. These are his scapegoats. He believes communism is what makes people weak.
Now, here's a question. Isn't communism pretty much the same idea as...
No. That's what a lot of people get mistaken here.
Okay.
Absolutely. Go absolutely. Ahead. Communism is, you know, communism is this kind of total control of all resources and everything like that, which is what fascism will eventually turn into.
Okay.
Eventually turns into.
So fascism is junior communism.
Oh,
it's the it's the HIV to the AIDS.
Fascism.
You don't get AIDS straight up. Don't you start with HIV? I don't even know.
It all depends on your version of communism. If you're thinking communism isn't like Soviet Union Stalinist communism, there's not much difference between fascism and Stalinism. Yeah. But communism, like pure communism, is about the government does control everything, but everyone has a say in the government, so everyone gets an equal share.
Okay.
Fascism is the government controls everything, and it gives you what it thinks you need. And there is a group up on top that controls everything. And that's what Stalinist communism became, too. So,
Stalin's communism was more...
It wasn't communism,
It was more fascism.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, because... And that's, you know, we can talk about communism a little later, too, because he didn't follow kind of the recipe for communism. There was a whole, you know, when the Communist Manifesto, Marx lays out exactly what you need
to do. Listening to the 17-part series of fascism.
I knew this was going to branch off here. Right? This is going to be a thing.
It's going to be season one of The Devil's in the Details. It's just going to be fascism.
So this is where we get a lot, but a lot of people confuse communism and fascism as hand in hand, which is why you get communism becoming such a dirty word in the United States. Is because we fear of this. And this is, becomes a conservative attack in the United States. Okay. They start to... There's a lot of stuff nowadays, especially because, you know, the anti-Trump group is coming out with this, you know, he's a fascist. Well, of course, the opposite to that is, I don't know if you've seen it or if you guys have seen, but a lot of Trump supporters are coming out now with quotes and videos by Margaret Thatcher and Reagan talking about actually, you know, socialism is more close to fascism because XYZ.
I think there's just anything with ism, they just...
Ideology? Ideology, thank you, wow. Yeah. Any ideology
Let
can
the Puerto
go...
Rican help.
Help Let me the with Puerto my, Rican help. Help me, help me out with that. Any ideology can go sour. Mm-hmm. It can go south. It can be from any side. A left person can end up becoming fascist. The right person can end up becoming fascist.
Absolutely.
So there's no one seed. All right. So he's got that. Now, fascism is also anti-feminism. He didn't like the new feminism wave that was going on.
Oh, women he didn't like bitches.
Women were voting, getting jobs, living on their own, driving themselves.
Get to the kitchen!
Smoking in public.
Go make
he
that
was
sauce.
Not for that. Yeah, he wanted the cult of domesticity back. He wanted that nuclear family. Mom is in the kitchen, taking care of the house.
Barefoot.
Dad is the breadwinner. Right. Yeah. He didn't want any of that crap. Women should be... getting ready to get married at a young age so that they can continue to produce babies and make
Italy
strong.
Should be seen, not heard.
Right.
He has great ideas.
Right. So this is what it's all about. Anti-communist, anti-individualism, pro-nationalism, like super-nationalism, and then anti-feminism.
Right.
And this is kind of what really is the original state
so
of fascism.
So did he think that the women lost the fight or some shit like that? It's like, you bitches weren't fighting hard enough. And
he
got kicked by starving Marvins.
He really believed that having women vote and having women have a say in politics was weakening the government because their feminine sensibilities
their
were getting in the way.
Hearts.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
That's what he was going for. So all of this, and again, this is
that's what King Joffrey said.
Right? Yep. That's true.
That's a fact. That's in history books. King Joffrey says his women's soft hearts, and that's why he didn't send Ned Stark to the Wall to be part of the Black Watch and on the Night Watch. Mm-hmm. And that's history. Go.
Yeah, that's what he sort of does this too, Mussolini, a little bit. You know, he sends some people to the Wall.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. You know. So that's what it is. And that starts in 1919. So we're talking about 20 years before really Hitler's getting any momentum.
Before he broke down
with
that speech.
Yeah, this is 20 years before World War II. This is 10 years before Hitler is actually really moving and shaking. Hitler doesn't join.
Hitler's still painting and shit.
He just got out of the war, and he's becoming a spy for the current government right now to find political parties who might be subversive to the government. And then he ends up joining one and forming the Nazi Party.
Okay.
So he was a shit spy, too.
Which is short for nationalists.
Right. National Socialists, the Nazi Party. Mm-hmm. So again, when people see National Socialist, they automatically say,
Bernie Sanders.
Socialism, can cause fascism. Bernie Sanders is more like Hitler than Donald Trump, is what the conservative will
say. Speeches are kind of sweaty, too.
they do the same thing. I mean, they both sounded very angry. They couldn't figure their TiVo out.
And they both shake. Both had a little shake.
Yep. So this is, this is what the origins of communism are. And where it starts out. And so you can see factors from both political sides.
Mm-hmm.
But you really got to worry about that nationalist sense. That's the scary part. And the thing about fascism, again, people who will try and defend this will say about there were short-term benefits for it. Crime was gone. Mussolini marched on Italy in 1922, took over, and crime was gone.
How did he manage that?
He killed the mafia.
Okay, that's a good idea.
And whatever mafia got out, they went to America in the 1920s.
Okay.
That's how the Americans started to get their mafia. But he broke them down. He didn't, because he didn't need laws. He didn't care about the laws. He just did what needed to get done to make Italy safe. So courts, due process, all that stuff.
Fuck that.
Yep. He just sent guys in black shirts to come and just beat everyone up.
Yeah, go over there. Make a right over there. Yeah, no. Just a little bit down, more down. Go just right in there.
And that's another thing about fascism. It's getting things done, and don't worry about the laws that get in your way.
Okay.
So that's another aspect.
So the guy was straight up. He was the super gangster.
Yeah, and he is probably
he's like. Mussolini's like that Philippine fucking maniac.
Absolutely.
Oh shit.
I would say
history repeats itself.
He doesn't try and commit mass genocide, which is why he's not as well known as Hitler.
Okay.
Why he's not as infamous as Hitler. But this is a dirty rotten scoundrel
Well, Hitler just pretty much just blamed one secular group.
He blamed more than that. But yeah, that's his big group was the Jews.
Yeah. So Mussolini just wanted like the bad apples out.
Mm-hmm.
So he just plucked them the fuck out. And then whatever he thought it was bad, this one's a little rotten.
What he did to the mafia, he did to the Communist Party in Italy. Just totally wrecked them, got them out of there.
Okay.
Any women's rights groups, anything like that, and just kind of took over.
Wow, that's crazy, dude.
Mm-hmm. And all of it was voted in, technically.
It's the beauty of going to school in Puerto Rico. You don't get to learn any about this shit. Like, we only care about the United States, the Spanish-American War. That's it. Yeah, I didn't know none of this shit.
Oh yeah, this is how it starts, man. This is the birth of fascism. Then of course it spreads. You know, it was more than just Hitler. Obviously Franco in Spain. You know, it's people.
What was that dude doing?
Franco was. I mean, this is a little bit later. He's 1930, so he's like the last fascist.
Oh, he's okay.
He's the last fascist. Franco's coming in. Spain had just gone through a military dictatorship, and now it had a weak government as well, weak republic. And so he comes in with the help of Hitler and Mussolini, starts this huge civil war in the 1930s, which ends up bombing and terrorizing small villages, especially in the Basque region.
Yeah, and then that little girl from the Pan's Labyrinth fucked it up, right?
Yeah.
She just...
That's all Franco's regime is the Pan's Labyrinth, basically, there. And that's where Pablo Picasso paints Guernica, the scene there, so... But now he took things a little bit extreme. He actually stays in power until 1970, till his death. We don't go after him.
Why is that? Why did he get a pass?
He stayed neutral in World War II.
Oh, he didn't. Okay.
And then afterwards, he was anti-communist. And we're okay with anti-communists during the Cold War. We don't care what they do with their people as long as they're not communist.
Okay.
So we allowed the fascist dictator to enslave his people and have them build temples to himself until 1970.
It's crazy.
Yeah, we were cool with it. And we actually used his military to shoot our Hollywood movies, actually, a lot of the times.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Franco, can we borrow this this section? Yeah, that's fine.
The movie Patton? That's all Spanish soldiers.
No shit.
Yeah, Franco was a big fan of its stuff.
You knew about this, Chris? No?
All Spanish soldiers.
God damn.
All fascists in a war about a guy who kills fascists.
They're like, cut! And they just bust out a machete saying, no!
So, yeah, and number one, another trait of fascism, as I said with Mussolini and then with Hitler later on, mm-hmm. is that, again, rules don't apply. They start to change rules as they need to.
So this is when fascism starts to turn...
Fascism had always been kind of a leery thing because it was, you know, it was definitely about taking away your rights in order for the strength of the nation. That was kind of the selling point.
Okay.
All right. It's very patriot acty. You know?
So what I'm getting here, and maybe I'm wrong because I've been drinking.
Okay.
So fascism, group of people, ideas.
Right.
We don't like that group's idea.
Mm-hmm.
So fuck them. We got to get rid of them.
Right.
That applies on both fucking sides.
Absolutely.
And they don't see it. But no. Just because one side screams it more
mm-hmm.
doesn't make... I mean, there's because I know there's Trump supporters that are... And I don't mean to pick on your fucking Cheeto president. but that's the perfect example that we have nowadays. And then you have these hipster fucks with their mason mm-hmm. jars. Just... You know, I'm special and, you know, fuck them and we got to get rid of them. And then the Trump supporters are like, we got to get rid of them. And then everybody else is like, just we want to be done with both
and
of you.
And that's, unfortunately, that's how fascism really takes in. And the majority of people in fascist countries were not fascists. They just
wanted their country to...
There were so many different sides. Yeah. They tried to stay out. And then, you know, they... These fascist governments win a slight majority, and then that was the end. You know, Hitler doesn't win with a landslide. Hitler becomes chancellor with the Nazi Party.
Oh, he didn't have the popular vote?
It was like 35% of the vote they got, but it was more than the other four parties in the Congress building, the Reichstag.
Did Wisconsin, Ohio help get elected? Little Adolf? No?
Wisconsin did. I think Chris Christie was there, though.
Was he?
I think he was there. He was shutting down all the highways to get to the voting
base. That fuck. I'm getting Spirit Airline and crash yourself.
You got to find him on his private beach.
That motherfucker.
Or, you know, all of Jersey.
Yeah. That son of a bitch should close down a beach and just laid out.
Yep.
He's like, oh, no, I was in. A reporter goes, did you enjoy the sun? I didn't get any sun. Just like a politician, yep. I didn't get any sun. What do you mean? Yo, we got pictures of you in the sun. Oh, no, but I had a t-shirt on.
Uh huh.
Oh, okay. We're going technicalities.
It's propaganda machines. Yeah. That's how it's always been.
You motherfucker. You know?
So that's where it is, you know, for the Trump people. Yeah, there's a lot of fascist red flags coming out of there. You've got your alternative facts. You know, that's another thing of fascist governments is taking over the news programs and mm-hmm. deciding which news programs are worthy of that leader's time.
Yeah.
So it gets scary there, too. You know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a CNN fanboy or anything.
Oh, God,
like
they're
that.
Horrible.
But it's sad that the best news I can get is from Vice News, on HBO, or I gotta go to another
BBC,
country,
right.
to just give me reporting because CNN is skewed all the way to the other side. But mm-hmm. that's because you got Mark Zucker there that's trying to get a lot of clicks, and then Fox News is that maniac Rupert Murdoch,
mm-hmm.
Which I do have a picture. I've shown you the picture.
Yeah, the beers.
The beards with Rupert Murdoch, me and my home slice Mark Hernandez, we used to work at Fox, and Rupert Murdoch walks in at the company party, and I go to Mark and be like, let's take a picture with him holding two beers, and both of us are just holding two beers, and we walk, hey, can we take a picture of Rupert? And he stands there, and he's all clean. And we didn't know he doesn't drink any alcohol or some shit like that. And then all of a sudden, we just bust out.
With beers.
Take it. Take it, you rich fuck. So, all right. So we got the...
So any elements can be fascists. You know, fascism is... It's what happens when... Because fascism is kind of extreme moderatism. You know, extreme centralism.
So why is it because... I'm sorry. I just got fucking distracted right now.
Uh-oh.
I just looked. Is this a new piece at the Crespo Diso Studios? The RoboCop on the cross? Holy shit. I'm going to post this on my Instagram.
That piece is called Robocopus Hypercubus.
That is
Hypercubus.
Oh, that's fucking fantastic, dude.
Yeah, so people can actually Google that.
Do you see how this podcast just gets derailed?
Stay on target.
On Robocop. Stay on target. Stay on target. So the word, just like everything else, it's a good idea. It's an idea.
It's an idea. I wouldn't say good idea.
But it's an idea.
It's an idea.
But do you believe? I believe that every idea has good intentions behind it. I don't believe.
Absolutely. I truly believe.
And just to be clear, I'm not just justifying white power and any of that clan shit. No. I'm just saying.
I truly believe Mussolini thought he was doing what he thought was best for Italy.
Yeah.
But he was reacting like all of them, because, you know, fascism always came in a time of uncertainty, usually a weak Republican government.
Okay.
So he thought he was doing the best that he could for Italy. But unfortunately, his mentality was outdated. It really wasn't. It wasn't made for the new Italians that were coming about, which is why it didn't last.
Okay. But it's like, so do you think like that power, just once he just was able to get that power, he's just like, fuck it, I can push this more.
Oh, I mean, because he was, again, with him, with
Hitler. Like Ben Affleck in Armageddon. Franco. I can keep drilling, Harry!
He was an egomaniac. People started to believe him to be this god emperor, and he started acting like this god emperor.
Ah.
And it was just more to feed the ego.
Did he bust out the fucking little...
Oh man, no, he did some crazy. You're talking about, you know, people talk about the things Trump does for attention, for his speeches. This guy once had, took his shirt off, laid down and put a block of ice, a big old block of ice on his chest.
He broke it like karate.
Had someone break it over his chest like a hammer, with a hammer. And then he stood up and continued his speech and say he was strong and Italy will be
Shut
as strong
the
as him.
Fuck
yeah,
up.
We're talking about theatrics, man.
Dude.
Yeah.
Dude. If Trump does that, his ratings go up.
Yeah, that's what it was all about. It was all about getting, at that time, you know, the most
followers. There's no ratings back then, Daniel.
That was retweets. That was retweets back then.
Yo, did you see what Mussolini did? What he do? He fucking put a block of ice in this fucking...
Yeah.
Dude just hit it with the hammer.
Yeah, now, Hitler did the same, you know, not the same thing in the stream, but, you know, he practiced these theatrical gestures.
Franco just said, fuck it, I'm going to upsell this, I'm going to lay on a bed of nails?
Like I said, Franco made temples to himself.
It's part of
egomania.
Trump does that, doesn't he?
He's an egomaniac. He's absolutely an egomaniac. He absolutely... you know, the difference between Trump and these other guys, though, is that these other guys... actually knew what they were doing.
Okay.
I really think that he's great at getting to the destination, Mr. Trump.
Yeah.
Doubt he has any idea how to actually fly the spaceship now that he's convinced people he's an astronaut.
I can get us to the moon.
Yeah.
I just need just give me the keys to the Challenger. The Challenger's being decommissioned. I know that you give me the keys, I can get us there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. Pensy, come over here and start this shit. I'm going to let Ivanka start this motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
That is bananas, dude.
Yeah. But again, it's on the other side, too. You got the...
Are there clips on YouTube of this motherfucker doing a speech, breaking ice?
No.
Because when Trump was running for office, my father just kept saying, he's like Mussolini. He's like, he's doing stuff like the way he talks.
He is more
Only
Mussolini.
Me, I.
He is more Mussolini than Hitler. And then, unfortunately, everyone cries Hitler, and that distracts people. Then nobody... It's the boy who cried, it's the political party
that cried Hitler. If you go too ridiculous on it, then it gets to the point of, of like, you guys are just being overdramatic. And
Absolutely.
That's a lot of things are happening that way with this regime and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you also got to take in consideration, then you have these crybabies, participation trophy fucks.
All right.
They're special no matter what. And they all little shining stars.
It's scary, and a lot of people don't like it. They want to go back to... They get that golden age syndrome, just like in the fascist Italy. It's that things were so much better back then.
Yeah. Remember when.
And it's... and we're getting a little off topic, obviously. Yeah, but to me, the election of Donald Trump is the... last like death throes of a dying old American race. It's a lot of white people very, very scared of what America is becoming now. And this is their last fight against a change that's inevitable.
We don't want the Mexicans picking our strawberries anymore.
The highest birth rates in America are number one, Asian Americans, number two, Hispanic Americans. You're done.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Why is it that Hispanics are getting the heat and nobody's like leaving the Asians alone?
Because Asians come over here with money. That's the difference. Because you got to cross an ocean to get over here from Asia.
But they come in those container ships.
You see those Chinese, the container ships. Yeah, you get those. But for the most part, when you're talking Asian, you're talking about... You know, you're talking about Indians, Middle Easterners, you know, Japanese, and Koreans and stuff. Asians.
Oh, also, let me bring this up about these savages, Indians and Spirit Airlines.
Okay.
I'm on this stupid flight in Spirit Airlines. And yeah, I know Hispanics get a lot of beef about being rowdy and shit like that. But mm-hmm. nothing beats a crew of Slumdog Millionaires on this flight. Because once the flight was in the air and they released that seatbelt button, these motherfuckers were just doing dance moves and were just walking the baby back and forth.
Yep.
They don't care or anything like that. And then the most hilarious thing I saw was I'm at the airport and I'm waiting for my daughter to pick me up. There's a lot of Uber cars and Lyft cars picking up. Uber car comes in and it's a little minivan.
Uh-huh.
And then here comes this family of Indians, and the Uber driver goes like, "Oh, you didn't tell me you had a baby." It's like, yeah, they were just gonna stuff a baby
stuff
in there
the baby
with no car seat,
oh god,
or anything like that. But they're already in there. There's savage. Like seven of them in there, and then the lady's holding the baby like a heisman ready to go into the 1 yard line.
Oh god,
and the guy's like, "Fuck, I gotta make my money." And I'm dude, if you get the ticket, it's on you.
Yep.
Fucking Punjabi's not going to fucking bail you out. They're going to just, you know.
Yeah, they don't know the laws. They'll pretend that.
Yeah,
they crap.
Just jump on, like yeah. it was a train and shit like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I saw Line. That was a good movie. That's how I tie this bitch in.
That's and
so. Oh. So fascism.
Fascism.
I learned a lot about that, dude.
It can be from any form. Yeah. It just any
party. But just like anything, just like national pride, and we see it here in America. Everybody, mm-hmm. America, love it or leave it. Yep. Like, calm down.
You got to calm down about
calm that stuff. Calm down. Be more open minded.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know Canada is. You know, they have their own issues, but they might have some good ideas. Mm-hmm. Even smaller countries have good ideas. Stuff like that. So.
Well, you know, Hitler's a great scapegoat for for fascism to take over because everyone's focused on the genocide factor. And as long as whatever extreme party takes over doesn't commit genocide, they're going to do all the Mussolini stuff and no one's going to even notice.
Yeah. So, yeah, Hitler is top notch. Hitler has been ranked number one on the porn star ranking in
right.
Pornhub for
exactly.
the longest time. Mussolini's too?
Mussolini is
or Stalin
gets number two on the Pornhub bit. You know, and then
Mussolini gets three.
Yeah, then you get a little Mussolini, maybe Mao, you know.
That's okay. Mao? Really?
Mao Zedong, yeah, maybe. Or they just call it, you know.
So Franco, is Franco even in the top 10?
I doubt anybody knows who Franco is, you know, outside of
fuck, wait, hold up. Castro gets up there.
Oh, Castro gets up there.
Castro's a solid 4 to 3 seed.
I think Castro might be the 3 seed. He might beat Mussolini.
Close to 2.
Yeah.
Castro could be the 2 seed
mm-hmm.
in the evil fuck category.
Yep. And depending who you ask, Chavez will be in your top 10. Depending who you ask.
I think, yeah, Chavez breaks in. I don't know top 10. Yeah, definitely top 10.
Top 10.
Pinochet.
If you got Che, yeah. You got, I'm trying to think.
Oh, my dude.
Yeah.
My dude from Last King of Scotland.
Oh.
That dude.
Ah, God, he killed me. Idi Amin.
That fucking dude.
Idi Amin,
dude.
You got that, yeah.
Who's the dude that said the Rwanda, that set off the Rwanda? Was that a group of people that just said, fuck it, let's kill?
I mean, it was the whole, it was a whole group that was kind of motivated.
All right, so that doesn't count. A group doesn't count. All right,
Saddam Hussein, I think you get.
Hussein?
You get Hussein.
Hussein gets in there.
The Ayatollah, I'm sure somewhere around the top 20.
Okay.
I told Kamini.
All right, top, let's go Evil Fucks.
Evil Fucks.
Top five. Top Hitler.
Hitler.
Rank one.
Right.
And these rankings can change.
Yeah.
Hitler, one.
Stalin.
Stalin or Castro?
Stalin killed 20 to 30 million of his own people. Like,
all right, two would be, all right, we'll give it Stalin. Asterisk. Asterisk, Castro.
Castro, you know, you want to put in there. Definitely definitely not the communist ideal. kind of betrayed that very quickly.
Mussolini goes four.
Mussolini definitely goes four.
Amin goes five? No.
Are we talking all of history or just 20th century? Because that gets a little bit murky.
So you're going to go Mao, number five?
Maybe Mao killed a lot of people, yeah.
All right.
Mal killed a lot of people.
Let's throw Mal number five.
Yeah, yeah.
So unseated right now. We got
unseated.
Knocking on the door. Right. These rankings, these power rankings can change.
Absolutely.
From topic to topic. So, oh, man, this has been fun, dude. How much time we got on this? We're 45?
That was a good one.
That's a good run, B. For our first time, let's admire the studio that Crespo has here.
It's pretty impressive. I got distracted.
Very nice. Do you need a sofa at all, Chris? Because I'm about to get rid of a love seat. There's no room. Yeah. I got some crazy Puerto Ricans. They can break some walls. We can do some extensions. Yeah. You need some more egg cartons for us to start bringing in and stuff like that? All right, we'll bring some egg cartons in.
Want some signed stuff? We'll get some signed stuff for you, too. Yeah, yeah.
Baby steps with this podcast, people. Absolutely. Little by little. If you have any questions or anything like that, feel free to send them to Cinema Crespediso.
Mm-hmm.
He'll love to get some history questions, and we'll just answer it and stuff like that. I want to give big ups to Chris Crespo for letting us audition.
Absolutely.
for this project of his. Is it a channel, a project?
It's a whole network.
A network.
PFTmedia.com is where people will be listening to the show initially for the first few weeks, and then we'll get you on the iTunes and the Stitcher and all
what's
that.
What's the name of the network? That sounds fancy as fuck.
The PFT Radio Network.
PFT. What does that stand for?
Quality Programming.
There's no Q in there.
Ah.
We gotcha.
Gotcha. So yeah, PFT Radio Network. Yeah,
that's dope.
And we're super happy to have you guys.
Thanks I appreciate you opening the doors and letting us spread our wings here. We've been talking about it for a while, but you know, with our lives changing and stuff like that, I think it was a good break that we needed, and it was a good reset. And it was awesome because once you told me that you were doing this project, and I was like, I would love to be part of it, and stuff like that. And we'll have more fun. Hopefully, we got to figure out how to get a third mic in here.
Yeah.
Because we got some guests out here that are very knowledgeable about crazy shit. We'll work on a lot of stuff. So thank you so much for everything. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Crespo Diesel Studios. Thank you for the weather clearing up.
That was nice.
Stuff like that. Dan P, give your shout outs out, B.
All right. Thank you to my family, loving wife. Be home soon. And
get that so she can let you come
absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely. And of course, as always, we're waiting on you, Beyonce.
We are waiting on you, Beyonce. Your move, bitch. Peace.
Thank you. Good night. You've been terrific, really. We love you. Thank you for being so special tonight. And putting up with the rain. And putting up with us.
A PFT Media production.